I'm Doreen Jones in Istanbul, where Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan suffered his worst electoral defeat in nationwide municipal elections this week at the hands of the main opposition, Republican People's Party. Erdogan's defeat is seen as changing the political landscape and having foreign policy implications. Turkey's main opposition, CHP Party, sweeping gains in nationwide local elections are a significant reversal in the party's fortunes after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's surprising resounding re-election last year. Can Silciki is the head of the Istanbul Economics Research, a polling firm.
After the loss of the main elections for the opposition, everybody's thought that, you know, the opposition was in a state of despair, but that doesn't seem to be the case, and it's a really turning point, I think, for Turkish political landscape. It's the first time since 1977 that CHP has managed to come out number one in popular vote.
The opposition's victory is all the more remarkable considering Erdogan's tightening grip on power, with much of the media under his control and new judiciary, critics claim, increasingly targeting dissent. Addressing supporters on election night, Ekrem İmamoğlu, the re-elected CHP mayor for Istanbul, who Erdogan personally led the campaign to try and unseat, claimed his victory was a stand against the global threat of authoritarianism.
Cumhuriyet ve demokrasi bugün itibariyle.
Today is a pivotal moment not only for Istanbul but for democracy itself. As we celebrate our victory, we send a message that will reverberate worldwide. Democracy's decline is now ending. Istanbul stands as a beacon of hope, a testament to the resilience of democratic values in the face of growing authoritarianism.
Millet. Kazanmaya devam edecek.
Despite such lofty statements, Turkey's Western allies' response to the CHP's resounding victory was muted. This is a sign, according to Sezin Öner, a commentator for Turkey's Politik Yol news portal, that the opposition's success poses a dilemma to the West.
There was no congratulations extended to even just Turkey's democracy, let alone the opposition itself. This is a big contrast compared to the May elections, because right after the May elections, the Western leaders, one after the other, to extend their congratulations to Erdogan's victory. So there is a recognition, I think, on behalf of the Western bloc, that Erdogan is there to stay, at least the foreseeable future. They have to work with him. So they don't want to make him cross.
Turkey's location bordering the Middle East and Russia makes Ankara a critical ally to Europe and the United States, from controlling migration to containing Russia. Ahead of the March polls, Erdogan had been engaged in rapprochement with his Western allies, with Washington inviting the Turkish president for a summit in May. But Erdogan could again pose a headache to his Western allies as he ramps up his nationalist rhetoric in the aftermath of his defeat, with the Turkish president vowing to eradicate the threat of the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, that has been fighting the Turkish state for decades.
Türkiye'nin ve bölgenin geleceğinde teröre yer olmadığını.
We are determined to show that terrorism has no place in the future of Turkey and the region. With the recent elections, this determination has been further strengthened.
Daha da perçinlenmiştir.
Erdogan has been warning his army is poised to launch a massive military offensive into northern Iraq and Syria against the Kurdish group, including affiliates that work with the American forces in fighting the Islamic State in Syria. A crackdown on the PKK, analysts say, will play well with conservative nationalist voters. Those voters were the ones the opposition scored its biggest success with, making significant inroads into central Turkey, known as Anatolia, for the first time in a generation. İşte Gözaydın is a Turkish religion and state relations expert at Istanbul's İstinye University.
CHP has never been successful in those places. before. These are places that are considered to be religiously conservative, or at least conservative, and that's also valid for Central Anatolia. Central Anatolia is usually much more nationalist, much more religiously sensitive, but that for the first time they've been successful.
It's not the first time Erdogan has sought to play the nationalist card. After the 2015 general election, in which the president's AK party lost its parliamentary majority, Erdogan launched military operations against the PKK across Turkey's predominantly Kurdish region, levelling many city centres. Erdogan was rewarded with his AK party sweeping back to power in a second election later that year. Analyst Can Selçuk'i says history may repeat itself, but the outcome may be different.
I'm sure there's a temptation, but the facts on the ground wouldn't allow it. The economic facts remain. Erdogan needs to fix the economy.
Turkey's near 70% inflation and 50% interest rates were widely seen as key factors in the AK party's defeat. But analyst Öner says a new conflict can change the political rules of the game.
The economy is a concern, but once there's a war psyche, then he might be also propagating that we are in a war of for our existence, national existence. We have to get over with this terror issue. This is a threat for our national interests as a country. And look, the West is also trying to block this.
Some Turkish analysts say the opposition's victory is likely viewed privately as inconvenient by some of Turkey's Western allies, coming at a time of growing cooperation with Erdogan, with the fear now that Erdogan's resounding defeat could make the Turkish leader unpredictable at a critical time in both the Middle East and Russia's war with Ukraine. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.